I declare Joseph and Orville to be lawful spouses in the state of New Jersey.
Married same-sex couples in the United States will be entitled to more benefits because of a new Justice Department policy that expands federal recognition of same-sex marriages. The new guidelines will allow these couples, for example, to jointly file for bankruptcy and will give them more rights in the criminal justice system. Eric Holder is U.S. Attorney General and heads the Justice Department.
And this policy has important real-world implications for same-sex married couples that interact with the criminal justice system. For instance, as a result of this policy, the department will recognize that same-sex spouses of individuals involved in civil and criminal cases should have the same legal rights as all other married couples,
such as the right not to testify against a spouse in court. In the U.S. sports arena, a top college football player revealed that he's gay. The announcement from the University of Missouri's Michael Sam could mean he'd become the first openly gay player on a National Football League team if he's drafted. First Lady Michelle Obama praised Sam in a tweet. The NFL has put out a statement welcoming Sam, but there's already an anonymous chorus of NFL insiders saying the league is not ready. Nevertheless, the Human Rights Campaign's Paul Huguerre says the two announcements show greater acceptance of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transsexuals.
The American public has embraced LGBT equality. We still have a lot of work to do, but these are two signs that we're on the right path.
But Chris Gasek of the Conservative Family Research Council said the announcements do not indicate a widespread change in sentiment.
I think this sort of general argument that there's this great wave kind of sweeping over the country doesn't really strike me as true. I think most people still think of marriage as being between a man and a woman.
I ask that James place the ring on the finger of Pierre as a symbol of your love and marriage.
Ultimately, experts say it will be up to the U.S. Supreme Court to make a final decision, at least on gay marriage. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Washington.
Yes, God loves everyone.